From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Aid workers in the Syrian city of Aleppo say Syrian and Russian planes Monday stepped up their bombing campaign on rebel-held parts of the city. They say nearly 100 people have been killed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Syrian government and its Russian allies, in his words, seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. The onslaught on Aleppo triggered a flurry of accusations Sunday at an emergency session of the UN Security Council. A Kremlin spokesman denounced U.S. and British accusations of complicity in the destruction of Aleppo. A peace agreement between Colombia's government and the national guerrilla movement known as the FARC has been signed. Numerous heads of state and foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, attended the signing ceremony in Cartagena. Before the signing, Kerry said an agreement is something the U.S. government cares a good deal about.
We care about the stability. We care about ending the violence. We care about building the capacity of Colombia itself to continue to contribute to the stability of the hemisphere.
Colombians will render a final verdict on the agreement in a nationwide referendum October 2nd. The stage is set for a televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The event will be held at Hofstra University outside of New York City about an hour from now. Some television industry officials are predicting a record 100 million people will watch Monday's debate. Two more debates are scheduled in October. The two candidates are locked in a tight national contest with political surveys showing Hillary Clinton with a slight edge. This is VOA News. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says violent crime in the U.S. increased by 3.9% last year, including a nearly 11% jump in the number of murders. FBI officials point out that the number of crimes is still far below it was in the 1990s when crime peaked. Japan warned China Monday not to send fighter jets over disputed territory in the East China Sea. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga told reporters that Japan is watching Chinese military activity and will defend its territory. On Sunday, China sent warplanes over the Miyako Strait east of the Japanese-controlled Senkaku Islands, which China claims. Chinese officials say about 40 aircraft were involved in the maneuver. Japan said the Chinese aircraft did not violate its airspace, but that it was the first time Chinese fighter jets had flown over the strait. The United States and South Korea conducted naval exercises Monday. An American ship equipped for both anti-aircraft and anti-submarine warfare joined South Korean destroyers, submarines, helicopters, and aircraft in a maritime operation in the East Sea. An international team of scientists has identified a new strain of superbug that has made people sick in Denmark. The bacteria is being linked to the routine use of antibiotics in livestock. VOA's Jessica Berman reports.
Researchers have traced the staph bacteria, which is resistant to several antibiotics and can be fatal, to chickens. The specific bacteria is not found in Denmark, but researchers say the people likely got sick from it after eating or handling imported chickens. The latest findings, published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases, demonstrate that this poultry-associated strain may be more easily transmitted from meat to people. Jessica Berman, Washington.
Former South Sudan First Vice President Riek Machar has called for an armed struggle against the government of President Salva Kiir. That call may signal the renewal of the country's civil war. Demonstrators gathered in central Krakow Sunday to protest Polish government plans to ban abortion. Lawmakers Friday turned down efforts to loosen abortion laws in Poland. The attorney general of the Mexican state of Michoacan said a priest has been found dead. That he becomes the third cleric to be kidnapped and killed in the country within a week. Authorities say Jose Alfredo Lopez Guillen, who had been missing since late Monday, was found dead on a highway. Autopsy results indicated the priest was likely killed 5 days before his body was found. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.